Well, after budgeting her household expenses for a week and coming out with a $13 loss, Jane Ace has a clue as to where the money goes. Laura, the maid, has a boyfriend, Harry, whom she has been feeding, clothing, and even giving spending money to at the expense of the Aces. Jane got suspicious when she saw food stains on Harry's tie. Our scene now is early morning at the Aces. Marge is going to work, and Mr. Ace to his office. Jane comes hurriedly into the living room where she finds Marge. Listen.
Marge, I thought you were gone.
I'm waiting for Ace. He's driving me down today.
Oh, I wish you'd hurry and go. What's keeping him so late?
What's the hurry?
Oh, I got things on my mind. Dear, Marge is waiting for you.
Why do you want to rush us off this way?
Well, I've got some very important things on this morning.
Such as what?
Well, remember what I said the other night about playing Sherlock Holmes and finding out what's been going on out there in the kitchen?
Don't tell me you found Laura actually taking money.
No, not yet, but I'm going to.
You're going to? You're going to what?
I'm going to find her taking the money.
What money?
The money in my pocketbook. I just left it out there on the window over the sink.
You left your pocketbook out of...
Not so loud, Marge.
I don't get what you're driving at, Jane.
Well, I just left my pocketbook with $18 in it on the window. If she takes it, then that's where my money's been going.
If she doesn't, then it isn't.
It isn't what? It isn't where it's been going. I'll have to try something else.
In other words, you're testing Laura, testing her honesty, is that it?
Uh-huh. Isn't it exciting? I wonder if she'll take it.
Oh, I doubt it. I don't think Laura's the type.
Well, you never can tell, Marge. How about those movies where somebody's killed?
Oh,
and you keep saying it's a certain person that did it, and 9 times 10, it's the butler.
9 times 10.
Oh, I wish you'd hurry up and go.
Dear, hurry! What a rush, Jane. You've gone all morning.
Oh, no. If she takes it, I don't want to give her time to pack up and leave with it. I just want to catch her.
Oh, I see. Wouldn't do to lose the $18 just to find out if she's honest or not.
I should say not. I'm $5 ahead this week on my budget.
Well, then Laura hasn't been taking anything.
Well, maybe she did last week. Maybe she didn't this week because she's afraid we might catch on.
Yeah, since we saw that young man of hers out there, she may...
Oh, here he is, Marge. Now hurry.
Well, did you call me, Jane?
Yes, Marge is waiting for you. Hurry and go on.
Why the rush, Jane?
I told you, Marge. Why do you keep asking me over and over?
I didn't ask you that time.
Oh, she asked me that very thing before, dear.
What is all this?
Well, I haven't time to tell you now, dear. I'll tell you when you come back.
Well, I want to know now. What is it?
Oh,
Jane's been carrying out her threat to check up on Laura's honesty.
Well, you still think Laura is responsible because you can't run the house economically.
Well, I'm going to find out where the money goes.
How?
I haven't now time now, dear. Please hurry.
Hurry where? Why the rush? I don't get...
Oh, come on, Ace. It is getting late.
But I want to know just how she expects to find out if Laura is responsible.
Well, she's testing her.
Not so loud, Marge.
Testing her? What do you mean?
Well, she just left her pocketbook on the window over the kitchen sink. The pocketbook contains $18, and she figures that that ought to be temptation enough to find out.
I should say that ought to be temptation enough. $18.
Well, if she takes it, then I'll know.
But she wouldn't come right out and take $18, even if she has been
late. Well, that's what I'm going to find out. If you two will just hurry and let me call her in.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You left a pocketbook with $18 on the windowsill.
Oh, stop calling names. We'll see who's silly and who isn't.
No, no, I didn't call you silly. I said you left $18 on the windowsill. By the way, where did you get the $18? This is the last day of the week for your budget. Don't tell me you've got $18 left.
Yes, I have. And after I pay the grocer today, I'll have a profit of $5 left over.
$5 profit? Really?
Sure I will, if Laura doesn't take the $18.
Oh, she's not going to take any.
One of you two will please hurry and leave.
Yes, Ace, come on, let's go. We'll have to make extra good time if I'm going to get to my office.
Okay, Marge, the car is out in front.
Goodbye, dear.
Come on, Jane, I'll see you at dinner, and I'll go over those books with you again to see if you actually have a profit of $5 or not.
All right, you'll see.
I hope it's not like that profit you had last week.
Oh, no, this is really a profit this time.
I hope so. See you at dinner, Jane. Say, it's getting cold now.
At last. And Laura. Laura, will you come here a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to see you a minute, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Sit down, Laura.
Sit down?
Yes, sit down. I want to ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see my pocketbook with $20 in it?
20? 18, ma'am.
I thought so. I caught you. How did you know there was $18 in it?
I counted it.
You counted it? I thought so.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I saw it laying there on the window and I opened it to see how much there was in it.
I thought so.
I didn't want it laying around there on account Harry is coming over this morning again. So I put it in my apron. Here it is, ma'am.
I thought.
What? Your pocketbook, ma'am, with the $18.
Oh, then you didn't take it.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's all there with the note and everything.
The note?
Yes, the note. It says, I caught you.
Oh, yes, I wrote that because I thought if somebody tries to take the money, then I'd catch them that way.
That's what I told Harry.
Harry, where is he?
Oh, he's out in the kitchen.
Well, what is he doing here? I know you've been giving him things to eat, Laura. I saw it on his tie.
Well, ma'am, he hasn't any place to eat. No money.
But you can't be giving him our money.
I know, ma'am. I keep telling him that, but he won't listen. I had the hardest time with him just now. Oh, I wish he'd leave me alone. He wanted me to give him this money I found. He said, find me the cheapest, and I said, no, Harry. And he
you
said
to say he wanted you to take this money?
Yes, ma'am, but I wouldn't, ma'am.
Why, well, I'll have him arrested for that.
Oh, please, ma'am. Harry's a nice fellow when you get to know him.
Well, I don't know him very well.
But it seems to me that he hasn't any money or any job.
Well, why doesn't he get a job? I don't see how you can go with a fellow that won't work. And if you're going to work here, you can't be going with a fellow like that. Imagine. He wanted you to take this money.
I told him, ma'am, oh, I wish you'd leave me alone. I told him I was worried about him coming out here all the time and expecting me to give him money.
Well, I'll tell him a thing. He's not coming out here anymore. Oh, Harry.
He's off the mail this morning, ma'am.
Well, so am I. He can't... Oh, well, there you are.
Yeah, here I am.
Yes. Well, I want to talk to you. Come in. Why don't you go away and leave Laura alone?
Laura? I don't think she wants me to leave her alone. Do you, babe?
Well, Harry, it's just on account you're so unreasonable.
Oh,
about...
throwing me over, huh? Just like that, huh?
Well, Harry...
I told her she can't work here if she keeps going with you, and you can't keep coming over here expecting to eat here, and even taking money. Now, you leave Laura alone from now on. Go on.
Say, she can't throw me over just like that.
Go on now. She fly.
Nothing doing. You ain't throwing me over, are you, babe?
But Harry, after all my job here...
This job here doesn't mean more to you than I do, does it?
Yes, it does, doesn't it, Laura?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What?
Well, Harry, the idea of you wanting her to take that money out of my pocketbook.
Oh, she told you that, did she?
Well, Harry, she asked me, and I...
Well, why shouldn't she take whatever money she can?
Why shouldn't she? You never read the Ten Amendments if you talk like that. Don't you know about stealing?
Yeah, and don't you know that $8 a week isn't according to the Ten Commandments either?
What $8? I'm talking about the $18 in this pocketbook.
And I'm talking about the measly 8-foot salary you're paying.
Oh, that $8. Well, what about it?
You call that a fair salary?
Fair? No, I don't think it's just fair. I think it's very good. Don't you, Laura?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
See, now you go on and leave her alone. You stop coming here.
Oh, I don't know. You can stop me from coming here to the house, but I can still wait for her.
But, Harry, I can't keep giving you money all the time.
Oh, she brought you into that, did she? Well, if such a thing as laws in this country, I can sue you, lady.
Well, you can't come here to sue Laura anymore. You can't. Sue? Did you say sue?
Yeah. Alienating her affection.
Who? Oh, Harry, why don't you leave me alone?
Yes, you leave her alone. Haven't you got any other place to go?
Yeah, I got some place to go. I was just telling Laura this morning. I got someplace else to go.
Oh, not there, Harry. I couldn't give you the money.
Well, where does he want to go?
Out west.
Out west? Where's that?
Out west, that's where. There's a bus leaving this morning.
Harry, you can't have that money.
Okay, then I stay here.
What money? What are you two talking about?
He wanted to take that $18 and take a bus and go out west. That's when I put the pocketbook, took his pocketbook and put it in my apron.
Yeah, I could have been on my way already.
I wouldn't give it to him, ma'am. I didn't mind so much the little money, like when I had change left over.
Oh.
So that's where my money's been going. Yes, ma'am. I might as well confess, ma'am.
Oh, well, don't cry, Laura.
But I don't want to lose my job, ma'am.
Oh, you won't lose your job. It's his fault. Now, go away, shoe fly. Let her alone.
Oh, I'm willing to go away.
Well, why don't you?
If I had $18, I could just make it.
You mean if I gave you this $18, you'd go away and leave us alone?
Sure.
All right, here, take it. And don't you ever darken our back door step again.
All right, don't worry about that.
Here's $18. This is going to upset my budget book again.
I just charge it up to experience.
Experience?
Well, so long, babe. I just have time to make that budget if I hurry. Hey, you going to give your old boyfriend a goodbye kiss?
No, I won't.
Oh, come on,
no,
babe.
I won't.
Just for old time's sake, come on.
No, I won't, Harry. Now you leave me alone.
Oh, come on, babe.
No, I won't. Oh, go on, babe. Kiss him and let him go. Well, if you say so, ma'am.
Thanks, lady.
You're welcome.
So long, Laura. Gonna miss me?
Goodbye, Harry. And don't you come back here again. If you do...
Don't worry about that. I won't be coming back to this forsaken town. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Harry.
Oh, don't cry over him, Laura.
I can't help it, ma'am. I've been going steady with him for 2 months. He used to love me.
Oh, he just loved you for my money.
Well, I guess he did. I didn't think so until he gave him that $18 and he took it.
$18, and I was just doing so well with my budget, too. Now I have to write that down. Mr. Drake is certainly going to be mad when he sees this. What did he say I should charge this up to?
Experience, ma'am.
Oh, yes, I better write that down in this book. Now, let me see. That's under outgo. $18 I have to spend.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Well, there's no use crying over spoiled milk. Experience. $18. There. Now I haven't got any profit this week. I'm going to have another loss. Let me see. I was $5 ahead. Now I'm 5 from 18. $13 loss again. It always comes out $13 loss. This is getting monotonous.
Another $13 loss. Well, Jane's consistent, if nothing else. Just what Mr. Race has to say about it and what plans Jane makes to balance her budget, we'll learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.